Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Herbal remedies have become a huge business as people seek alternative ways to heal and ward off illnesses. But for Anthony Harigi, herbal medicine isn't an alternative. It's a long-standing family tradition.
For many generations, my family has passed down the Mexican tradition of growing medicinal herbs to treat and cure everyday ailments. Because I am growing up in the U.S., I'm afraid that my connections to these plants might get lost. It's important to me not just to gain knowledge of these valuable plants, but to share it with people who could benefit from their use. Let's go on a little scavenger hunt with my mom in her garden.
Será el cambio de tierra que le hice, pero me salió muy bonito.
This is my mom, admiring her epazote plant. We've used plants like these throughout my childhood. I've been gathering plant samples and taping them into my notebook, writing all I know about each one. Most of what I know of medicinal plants comes from seeing my mom use them.
Vivía en un lugar que para todo usaban hierbas, para cada vez que se enfermaba alguien, puro hierba.
My mom says, in her hometown, everyone used herbs anytime someone got sick. She's explaining which illnesses can be treated with herbs.
Para insomnio, para cólicos, para dolores en la espalda, la cabeza, vómito.
Insomnia, back pains, nausea, headaches. My mom's list of herbal remedies cure all sorts of complaints. It's my work now to continue her tradition. And I'm trying to learn as much as I can about the plants in my region. Let's take a walk through the Santa Monica Mountains with Antonio Solorio.
This plant right here, this tree, I should say, the willow is actually a medicinal tree. And the Native Americans, original to this area, which are known as the Chumash, use this as medicine.
Antonio Solorio is an ethnobotanist and park ranger who has been studying traditional medicinal gardens in East Los Angeles.
The reason why I point this willow out, if you look at your aspirin, you have salicylic acid in there. Mm-hmm. And so this is right here, the true aspirin, you know, the original aspirin or the original, you know, medicine for a toothache or a headache, etc.
Antonio has a very practical reason for why many families use backyard herbs as medicine.
Growing up in East Los Angeles, in a working poor family, we didn't have a health insurance network. Our Kaiser was my mom's backyard.
High health care costs have many Latino families, like Antonio's, returning to traditional medicine, but certain plant medicines found in their home countries are not available here in the U.S.
Not even in the local mercados that would cater to, you know, a certain cultural group. Also, when you move to an urban area, your culture, certain practices, you know, are getting replaced. And it's kind of part of that whole, I guess, process of migrating.
Which gives many Latinos no backyard alternative to expensive Western medicine. But some in the community prefer to turn away from medicinal herbs to shake a persistent stereotype.
With Latino approaches, sometimes there's this idea of backwardness.
Karen Holliday is an anthropologist who spends a lot of time in botanicas, which are part pharmacy, part spiritual center, where many immigrants seek counseling for everything from back pains to bad luck.
Immediately, the way that Latinos were portrayed, as well as the botanicas, were superstitious, witchcraft, occult, devil worshiping. And that's a very narrow way of looking at people.
People probably aren't worshiping the devil at botanicas, but some powders and mixtures sold there are known to do more harm than good, like when they contain poisons. One example is a powder called Greta from Mexico that's used to treat indigestion. It's been found by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to have very high levels of lead. And there's another important reason to look beyond medicinal herbs, says Dr. Stephen J. Brown from the AIDS Research Alliance in Los Angeles.
Not to say that there won't be some certain interventions that affect the illness, but I think it's important to make a distinction between the disease which the patient has and the illness which people experience. Most cancers, some gastric ulcers, which has turned out to be a bacteria, needs to be treated with antibiotics. Many neurological diseases such as Parkinson's or Alzheimer's can only be treated really medically.
That leaves room for plant medicine and traditional healing to treat physical symptoms. And more than that, working with my mom in the garden, I realize it's also about the spiritual and mental satisfaction that comes from growing a plant and from preparing it.
I often prepare my own dandelion coffee, and it's actually the process in which it is made that has that soothing effect. It's supposed to be an extended tonic for the liver. It's really good for circulation. It calms you down. Here I have some dandelion roots that we grounded, and we roasted, and then we grounded. And I have it right here in my bag. Let me get the boiling water ready. Put it in my mug, and we can make some dandelion coffee. And now I'm going to have a little sip. For Living on Earth, I'm Anthony Jauregui.
Anthony Jauregui's report comes to us from Youth Radio.